A poll finds that New Yorkers overwhelmingly support a number of Governor Andrew Cuomo's priorities for 2016. But as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, voters still hold mixed views about the governor himself.
Steve Greenberg, spokesman for the Siena College Research Institute, says 89% of New Yorkers view corruption at the state capitol as a serious problem. He says the issue has moved up on voters' agenda, when at this time last year it was a lower priority. That was before the headline-grabbing scandals of 2015.
In light of what happened last year, which was very dramatic, where you had two legislative leaders arrested, indicted, forced out of their leadership positions, then put on trial, convicted, and found guilty.
Voters still care more about education, job creation, and taxes than they do about fixing Albany. But there is majority support for proposals including stripping pensions from lawmakers who are convicted felons, converting to a full-time legislature and banning outside income, and closing a campaign finance loophole. It allows donors to create limited liability companies to skirt donation limits. Cuomo outlined those priorities in his recent State of the State message.
Recent acts have undermined the public's trust in government. Public trust is essential for government to function at the level we need.
The governor faces opposition, though, in the legislature. Senate Republican leader John Flanagan says he still values a part-time legislature where members work in other fields, but he says he's open to talking about improvements.
I don't believe in a ban on outside income. Those are discussions that we will have in our conference. We've already started having them. There are a lot of very important, significant details in the governor's proposal. You know, if you say you're in favor of ethics reform, I think you'd have to be a fool to suggest no. What is in there, and the devil is in the details like anything else.
Assembly Democrats have said they will make some changes in their ethical procedures, but they have not yet settled on the details. Voters also backed the governor's plan to phase in a $15 minimum wage statewide, and by an even greater margin, they want paid family leave. Social justice activists gathered for a weekly Moral Monday protest outside the governor's office. Blue Carricker with Citizen Action says she's not surprised by the support in the poll.
The only surprise may come to some of the people down in the halls here who seem to think that there is a question about this. People who are living day to day know the cost of living, know the cost of providing the essentials to their families.
Senate GOP leader Flanagan says there is currently not enough support, though, among Republican senators for the $15 minimum wage proposal. He says many small businesses would suffer under the higher labor costs.
It's not just one-dimensional. It's not just about increasing the minimum wage. Economic development and opportunities for everybody, no matter what the sector of the state is. We're not talking enough about workforce development. We're not talking about enough about business regulations. All things that have an effect on people's ability to start, grow a business, and prosper.
Despite the popularity of his ideas, Governor Cuomo remains stuck in the polls. Since early last summer, around 50% of New Yorkers say they personally view him favorably, while his job performance rating has been around 40%. Greenberg says 58% now say that the governor is not doing a good job in office.
We have a governor in his second term. Voters have essentially made a determination. They like the guy. They don't like the guy. They think he's doing a good job. They don't think he's doing a good job.
The next gubernatorial race is not for another 2 years. But Greenberg says with a 2-to-1 Democratic enrollment and a hefty campaign war chest, the governor doesn't need to be too worried about his reelection chances. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.